I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
I'm Spartacus.
No more. Hang on.
I'm trying to use the phone.
Happy Thanksgiving, Spartacus. Yes, movie weekend. Thanksgiving weekend, the biggest movie release weekend. One of them, at least biggest in terms of days. Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer are here with all the movies for this weekend. Rafer, of course, a film critic for Newsday. Kristen is culture producer for The Takeaway. Welcome, guys.
Hi, John.
Hi, John.
So let's start with, I guess it's a big history pick. It's not the first time that Nelson Mandela has been treated by Hollywood, but let's see what you think of Mandela. Here's a clip.
You are Nelson Mandela.
And you are Winnie Madikizela.
How do you know?
I made inquiries.
And what else did you find out?
That you work at Baragwanath Hospital. You are the first black social worker they've ever hired. And you're the most beautiful girl I've ever seen.
So, Rafer, this is everything that Invictus was not in terms of treatment of history and the way they treat the subject.
As you can kind of hear from that clip, it's an information-packed life story of Nelson Mandela. He is alive, but it is almost cradle to grave, this story. I think it's a nice attempt. Idris Elba, who plays Mandela, is really good. He's great in the role. You can kind of see this inner life that he has. I just feel it's a bit of an Encyclopedia Britannica entry. It's less of a story. It kind of unrolls in this outrush of facts, and you never kind of really get to feel for the drama of the movie.
Movie house or study hall, Kristen?
You know, I have to agree with Rafer on this one, and I do have to go back to something that you mentioned, John. Invictus is actually a better movie if you want to know Mandela, I think.
It's a Hollywood movie.
Yeah,
it's
but
so Hollywood.
But what we get in this movie is trying to get every single fact, every single moment, and I think just focusing on a few moments would have made this a strong movie rather than get everything in there.
One of the things I love about this weekend movie-wise is on Black Friday you can see Black Nativity, which is an ambitious movie using the Langston Hughes libretto. Let's hear a clip.
Choose for yourselves this day which God you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
So, Kristen, Forest Whitaker, one of my favorite actors. How does this go?
I always love Forest Whitaker, but the real star in this is Jennifer Hudson. This is an estranged daughter with her father, who's a reverend, with her son. She's a single mom. And it's a little small Christmas parable, a sweet little Christmas movie that really, I think, would have been better as a one-hour television special. And trying to turn it into a feature-length film, It kind of lags at certain moments, but every time Jennifer Hudson is on screen, she is fantastic.
Well, artistically, Langston Hughes has been, the ambition of a lot of producers and directors and writers in Hollywood. This is just another attempt, but he's a difficult material for, the standard sort of movie fare. What would Thanksgiving weekend be without Disney? What's the offering this time around, Rafer?
This is Frozen. It's a fittingly wintry tale. It's about the kingdom of Arendelle. It's been trapped in eternal winter. You've got a young princess, Anna, who's riding out on a journey to solve the problem. Of course, she meets a sidekick, a snowman, and of course...
A talking snowman,
that's right.
And, not Burl Ives, right, Kristen?
That's right.
And I have to say that this movie was fantastic.
And let's hear from the talking snowman.
Oh, I don't know why, but I've always loved the idea of summer and sun and all things hot.
Really? I'm guessing you don't have much experience with heat.
Nope.
You love that. That's Josh Gad as Olaf, the snowman in Frozen?
Yes, that's right. He's the sidekick. He's going to help the princess lift the kingdom from eternal winter.
You loved?
Loved it.
All right.
One of the best movies of the year
from Rafer and Kristen. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, John.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.